Yeah. Welcome to podcast number. Motherfucking what number is it? Yeah. Welcome to podcast numero cinco. This is No Name Up in This Bitch Ass. May 20th, 2011. Tomorrow, the motherfucking rapture. God is coming for your ass. You can't hide. This is just how we do. You know, who the fuck comes up with some bullshit like that anyway? Oh, you calculated it, right? You calculated the day. Some horse shit. You go by the Bible, obviously. And in there, it clearly states that no man shall know the fucking end of time. But somehow you've calculated it. Somehow you know. Whatever. Eat a dick, man. That's what I say. Listen. You know, eventually, you know, an asteroid is gonna hit this motherfucker. The sun is eventually gonna burn out. That's how this shit's gonna come to an end. We eventually gotta get off this fucking rock. But guess what? We never will. Because of a little thing called that cheese, that green, that guacamole. Costs too much money. We obviously haven't, you know, been able to break the speed of light, you know, bullshit like that. Because you can't. And we can't get anything up that fucking fast. So, you know, what the fuck? Interdimensional travel? Some bullshit? I don't know, who knows? Or are we just gonna all just get put into the machines and live forever in the machines in some fucking huge ass self-sustaining cube that just floats in fucking outer space and we get to create our own world? That's some crazy shit. And that's more realistic than the motherfucking rapture. So eat on that. Living in a motherfucking machine, creating your own reality. Seeing who the fuck you wanna see. Smoking what the fuck you wanna smoke. Doing what the fuck you want to do. Without anybody telling you what you can and cannot do. It's fantastic. True freedom. And that's how we roll. But, you know. I just wish those people would just drink the Kool-Aid, you know, Jim Jones style. See you later, because we don't need ignorant-ass motherfuckers. You know, survival of the smartest, survival of the most intelligent. That's how we roll. Ain't survival of the fittest no more, motherfucker. That time is over. Survival of the most intelligent. Brain is what you need to be flexing. It's what we all need to be flexing. Need to open them science books. Throw that Bible in the garbage bin. Try to come up with some new forms of energy. Fuck oil. Fuck all oil. Fuck all oil. We don't need it. We can get off that bullshit. In a fucking hurry. We already can. I mean, shit, they got electric cars. But, you know, no one wants to drive those motherfuckers. I want my car to make the sound when I punch the gas. I want it to rev up and shit. Yo, fuck you, idiot. It's time to get off some real shit, you know? Throw away those big-ass fucking monster truck pieces of shit motherfuckers be driving around. Getting fucking about 10 miles to the fucking gallon and be bitching about how much gas cost. We can get off this shit. And there's motherfuckers out there, I believe, already know how to do it. But big oil businesses got us by the fucking nuts. They got your politicians by the fucking nuts. They squeezing them. They squeeze them every time somebody talks about some green shit. And anyway, fuck all that green shit too. That's just a fucking scam cover up. You know, we need to get off that shit. We just need to get, you know, get on the science path, motherfuckers. figure out how we can help sustain our current way of living, you know, because motherfuckers don't want to break from that. Nah, we gotta have the latest electronic device, the fucking fanciest fucking car, and the motherfucking mansion on the fucking hill with the water fountain out front, with the fucking gate that automatically opens up when you fucking put your fucking thumb fingerprint on there and let it read you or your fucking retina scan and shit. You know. I mean, you know, shit. And, you know, conveniently, tomorrow we got the Pope on the day of the fucking supposed rapture. Gonna be calling the International Space Station at 11:11. Really? 11:11? You couldn't have called at 11? 11:15? 11:10, you know? 11:30, maybe? Gotta call it 11:11. Who fucking comes up with this horse shit? That's all I want to know. And I want to know how many Catholics are on the space station right now. They want to talk to your ass? They want to talk to that motherfucker? Call me up there, I tell you, you got the wrong number. Hang up. Do a little trolling. You know? Because that's how we roll. This is what we do. But, you know, I like how, you know, you gotta call the International Space Station. No, we really need, you know, we need contact from a, you know, extraterrestrial being, you know. Come down and slap everybody, sit everybody straight. Oh, there's other motherfuckers out there. What, you was too ignorant? Billions upon billions of stars, each one a fucking sun. I think we should stop calling them stars and just start calling them fucking suns. Those motherfuckers get a little, get it all discombobulated and shit. Each one of those motherfuckers is a sun with planets in orbit with the possibility of harboring life. And you want to tell me there's nobody out there but us? Get the fuck out of here. They're out there, people. I mean, that's all there is to it. Too far apart, and that's the sadness of the whole thing. Too vast, motherfuckers. I see you way over there, but you know, who knows? We haven't gotten over our petty shit yet. Religion's still the disease, plaguing mankind, inhibiting it from any type of progress, true progress. No, but you think you got progress, though, when you whip out your new iPad 2. It's awesome. It's great. You don't know shit. I mean, but, you know, ignorant motherfuckers will run amok on everybody. They just outbreeding all the smart ones. You know, intelligence isn't valued in America like it used to. And college is raping everybody in the asshole. You know? Just give us your money. We'll give you this piece of paper at the end that you can wipe your ass with. And you can work minimum wage when you get out to pay off that hefty, hefty debt you now have. And, shit. Another thing, you know, what's up in the news? Shit, you know, Israel not going back to 1967 lines. Really? Like they were going to listen to the United States president? Like, I think that's just fucking hilarious. Like, what say do you have, motherfucker? That's what I'd say if I was from Israel. Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is Judo? You know? You way the fuck over there, you're going to tell, you know, insert your ass into my situation. I think that's hilarious.
So the president, United States president, told them to go back to the 1967 lines. Well, maybe they'll do it now.
Fuck no. You think that shit works? They don't give a shit. Wouldn't doubt it if they hated America. deep down, hiding in the secret. But you know, it's whatever. I don't understand why we insert ourselves into these fucking situations in the fucking first place. You know, there's a big ass fucking ocean that separates us, plus huge amount of landmass. But yet we gotta stick our fucking nose up your ass and have a fucking few sniffs here and there. Oh no, not here and there, constantly. World police. Here we are. We're gonna put ourselves in your problems, whether you like it or not. Makes no sense. You know, all this bullshit over there. Americans don't even fucking give a fuck. All the people I know, it ain't the hot topic. Ain't nobody talking about it. And, you know, I doubt, you know, people ever fucking talk about it until it's at their fucking front doorstep. You know, because people got their technology, the great pacifier of all. The great pacifier of all. Everybody needs it. The whole world needs a laptop. Every fucking body. With unlimited free fucking access to the internet. And there needs to be one fucking language. Imagine that, motherfuckers. One fucking language. Everybody speaks. Hey, you know. It's hard to fucking kill somebody when they're speaking the same language as you, you know. But it's easy when they're yelling at you in some other language. You don't know what the fuck they're saying. Everybody speaking the same language on the same fucking page. Because, you know, technology, information is the ultimate cure for the deadliest disease of all, religion. One day we'll see it through. It's all good. You know. BBC is reporting, you know, new method confirms dark energy. So it is a fact. Dark energy is on that ass. It's all around. We be emerged in the substance. Cutting straight through your ass, passing straight through you. Dark energy, dark matter. Pushing the universe apart, expanding all fucking things. Still don't know what it is, though. Couldn't tell you. Have no idea. But it's there. Ain't that some trippy ass shit? Don't know what it is, but it's there. You know, can't see it, can't feel it, can't touch it, can't smell it. No senses can perceive that shit. But it's there. Got waves. The bending of light. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know, tiny baby steps will be there one day. But you can never know it all, though. We'll be up there enough to understand. Damn, I'm feeling off. Yeah, it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Skeeting on shit, you know what I mean? But that's just how I do. About to run through your whole crew. With the Tech 9 in my fucking pocket. Know how I pull it out, motherfucker, drop it. Pop it on that bitch ass, leave you dead in the block. I pull out my Glock, I got them by the stock. Got them bullets by the dozen. Wanna come to my dungeon, cousin? I'll fuck you up. I show you no loving, cause that's how we do. We keep it real true. Motherfucker, beat your ass black and blue. But fuck it with my crew. And it's too damn real. About to show you the motherfucking deal. I put it down in this motherfucking town. Don't fuck around, you know what I'm saying? About to place a pound up in this bitch. Shout out to motherfuckers. Here we go again, I'm back on the scene with a pocket full of green. Got the lettuce, and the broccoli. There ain't no stopping me, I better come prophecy. Cause I got a prophecy, about to drop it on your bitch ass. Come and see, come listen to the podcast Cinco. Motherfucker, what you think though? Yeah, setting new trends, driving in my motherfucking Benz with my so-called friends. I just stole that shit, motherfucker. Better go outside, start digging a ditch 6 feet deep. That's where we'll put you, motherfucker. Where I come from, they call me the butcher. Smoking on the ash and cushion. Yeah, real deal, know the deal, holding that steel. About to get real potent for real. Ripping wood grain wheel, it's all good in the Rover. Better move over, got controls of the controllers. Too hot, non-stop. But anyway, you know, but I guess that's about it, you know, a short podcast. That's how we gonna do it. But, you know, hope you enjoyed that shit. Cause we crazed individuals around here. Now I'm about to go smoke a fucking cigarette. And we'll be coming back at you. Hopefully I have some company in this motherfucker. Next time, get Q House. He's been, you know, asking me to do it and shit. So, we just hadn't worked out, so. Figured I'd come in here and give you something to hold you off until next time. So keep it real. Keep your eyes to the sky. Don't be telling no lies. And read a fucking book.